AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Washington, D.C.'s mayor calls the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard personnel a targeted attack. The shooting took place blocks from the White House, and the two were critically wounded. Law enforcement identified the suspect as Rahmanullah Lakhanwal. He was wounded and also in custody. He's believed to be a 29-year-old Afghan national who entered the U.S. in September 2021 and has been living in Washington state. Lakhanwal came to the U.S. through Operation Allies Welcome, a Biden administration program that evacuated and resettled tens of thousands of Afghans after the U.S. withdrawal from the country. President Trump said 500 more National Guard members would be sent to Washington. A judge dismissed the Georgia election interference case against Trump and others. It was the last effort to punish Trump in court for his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. In Hong Kong, firefighters continue to battle a fire at a high-rise residential complex for the second day. The death toll has now risen to 55 in one of the deadliest blazes in the city's modern history. Hong Kong leader John Lee said contact had been lost with 279 people around midnight today. Rescues were continuing in some of the towers, but authorities did not provide updates on the missing people or how many were still trapped inside. AP correspondent Raf Wober reports that the tower reports the fires in Hong Kong have come as a shock to all residents.
This is still an ongoing, terrible situation for Hong Kong, which is a real shock for this place where normally life goes on in a very stable and organized way. So this kind of gigantic outbreak of fire, we don't know the reasons yet, we don't know the results yet, but it's a big, big shock for Hong Kong.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump is barring South Africa from attending next year's G20 summit in the U.S. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
President Donald Trump says that when the U.S. hosts next year's G20 summit at his Miami area club, South Africa is not invited. Trump chose not to have an American government delegation attend last weekend's G20 summit in South Africa because he claims white Afrikaners are being violently persecuted. It's a claim South Africa says is baseless. Trump says he's barring South Africa from attending the 2026 summit because South Africa refused to hand over the G20 hosting responsibilities to a senior representative of the U.S. Embassy in South Africa when the summit ended, and he says he stopped all payments and subsidies to South Africa. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa calls Trump's statement regrettable. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.